Let's get a quick update from Mark Hayes, Golf Australia and Inside the Ropes host. Round one of the US PGA has been completed, and Jason Day put in the round of the day. And to tell us about it, because I'm sure he watched it, Mark Hayes, welcome back to you, Mark. Great to have you back on.
G'day, Dwayne. I'm just thrilled to be alongside Sammy Evans again. That's magnificent.
He went out early, Jason Day, and he set the target score.
Yeah, he did. He was leading by himself for the vast majority of the first round at Harding Park. It's his eighth bogey-free round. Oh, sorry, eighth round in succession, sorry, to open the PGA Championship under par. So for the last 8 years, he's done it. It's a new PGA Championship record. There's a lot of people under par today, but no one was more impressive than him. He shares the lead with Brendan Todd, who's got an Australian connection too, coached by Hughes, the former Australian Masters champion. So it's a great start, and there's plenty of other Aussies in the mix as well.
Yeah, Adam Scott wasn't too shabby, two under, and there's a huge amount of players within a few strokes of the lead as well. So it looks like the course is reasonably placid today.
Yeah, it was. It got harder as the day went on when the wind got up, I suppose, that coastal wind at San Francisco. But of the Australians, as you mentioned, Dwayne, Jason Day, 5 under. Adam Scott was very impressive when he got rolling, 2 under. Matt Jones and Mark Leishman at even par. Both Cam Smith and Lucas Herbert were much better than their scores indicate. Smith finished with 1 over and Herbert 3 over, and they both dropped 3 shots in their last 2 holes. So it could have been 6 under par, but we've got 4 at even par or better, and that's a pretty good start. But having said that, there's a lot of big names between Jason Day and even par, and that includes Koepka and Tiger Woods and Finau and Kisner, and all the big names are there. So it's well bunched up after round one.
Who did you like outside of having a long, hard look at the Aussies? I mean, Koepka, he's got history there in front of him if it can be good enough for the next 3 rounds.
Oh, yeah. No, I tipped Koepka straight out. I didn't think Jason Day would be able to go as low as he did today. And if his back holds up, he said something pretty funny after his round, actually, Dwayne. He said he just pours deep heat into his back before the start of every round. So he doesn't enjoy playing in the cold, which doesn't suit San Francisco, obviously. But if he can just keep doing that, then he's all good. I really like Koepka before the tournament. I still think DeChambeau and McIlroy, all the other big hitters, have got a big advantage on this course with a rough being so brutal. But when the wind wasn't up like it wasn't especially early today, then it's probably not that big a factor. I still think Koepka is clearly the one to beat. And he's 4 under, 1 off the pace. He's right where he wants to be after round one. And he's chasing a record that's nearly 90 years old, the person to win 3 PGA championships in a row. So it would be a phenomenal achievement. There's been a lot of great golfers haven't managed that. So, he's got his fingers crossed, and I think he's a major championship specialist.
And DeChambeau, he put the driver away, dropped a couple of shots late in his round, but he's out early tomorrow.
Yeah, he actually snapped his driver today. He went for the green on a shortish par 4. When I say shortish, for him, he thinks he can drive at 314 yards comfortably. So he had a lash. Didn't do anything crazy bad, but he just bent down, leant on the driver head to pick up his tee out of the ground, and his driver head snapped. So he actually played a couple of holes waiting for a second, like a spare, to come out to him. So, it was an interesting round. He made some really bad errors, put himself in a couple of spots where par was going to be a real challenge for him. I think he's 2 under from memory, Dwayne. Haven't got the scoreboard in front of me, but he's comfortably within the range of the lead, but I think he wouldn't want to spot someone like Koepka, or Day for that matter, too many more shots tomorrow.
Great to have you on, Mark. Really appreciate the update, and let's hope Jason Day can continue on. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dwayne. Cheers.
Mark Hayes from Golf Australia and the host of Inside the Ropes. A quick A-League update. The Hyundai A-League is back. Don't miss the exhilarating run into the finals. Search A-League now. Sydney FC and Adelaide United played at a 1-1 draw last night. Western United takes on the Wanderers tonight, with Melbourne Victory facing Perth on Saturday. The Hyundai A-League, where heroes are made.